This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. It is Masters Eve, the day before. Sina Jha going to join us here in moments, get all of his thoughts on Augusta. We're going to talk plenty of golf on the show today. We're going to talk with Sia, get some of his thoughts. We're also going to look at the three ball pairings for tomorrow, early morning and early afternoon as well. And then our guy, Shani Sharp, will come on. We'll do some special bets that we like, some specialties, some nationality markets, all that fun stuff as well. Jake Hassan going to join us later on in the show. We'll talk some baseball with Jake. We'll give out some best bets on the diamond. We'll give out our full card at Augusta, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, best bets that you guys have for us, send them in to us at the BetMGM Network. You can watch the show and chime in on Twitch, on YouTube, on our live stream on X as well. We'll get to all your questions over the next 30 minutes, especially in golf. Anything that you guys have, let us know. And if you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with Sia Najad. Give Sia a follow on X at Sia Najad, host and analyst for Sportsline. Sia, great having you on, man. Excited to talk some Masters with you. Let's just start, like, when you're handicapping this week, what are maybe the thing or the two most important things that you're really valuing this week when you're handicapping the Masters?
Yeah, it sounds really rudimentary, but I'm valuing not overselling myself on guys down the board. And to the extent I am, I'm looking at different markets than the outright market. I think that's the beauty of golf betting. You know, we've got so many people that are betting the Masters, and then they kind of get into the Masters, and then they kind of go out and they wait for the next major. I think what people don't realize is the variety of things that you can bet when you bet golf. It's just, there's so many things. So, like, I like JJ Spahn this week. I like Lucas Glover this week. Do I like them as long shots? I mean, I even like a guy that's even more realistic, like Will Zalatoris, but I'm not 100% sure I want to bet him. I want to put actual dollars in the outright market. I do think Will Zalatoris and guys like Robert McIntyre, you can do that. But again, there are different ways to bet. I think the top of the board is replete with guys that are going to be contending on Sunday. And I'm talking like the top 10, top 12 on the odds board. But I also think I can bet Will Zalatoris or Robert McIntyre in the first round leader market, in the top 10 or top 20 market, guys like Glover and Spahn in the top 40 market. So I don't want to just throw a lot at the board because it's the Masters. I want to be like very circumspect and very particular with how I'm going to bet, just like I'm going to do next week at the RBC and Corrales Punta Cana. Like, this is a weekly thing for me. And to be honest with you, from a betting standpoint, it doesn't change just because it's the Super Bowl of golf. It's a golf tournament, and I'm going to bet it the same way.
Well said. I mean, the money is as green this week as it's going to be next week at the RBC. See, all right. So that's great advice. The Masters really is so interesting, though, from a betting standpoint, especially when you look at the majors, right? Because the field isn't nearly as big. And see, you can eliminate really like 20, 30 guys that aren't going to win, whether it's amateurs or it's past winners that you just know aren't going to contend this week. So the Masters compared to maybe other majors or other events that we have, are there ways that you get involved this week betting that maybe you wouldn't necessarily get involved other weeks, whether that's looking at top nationality markets, whether that's looking at top 40s, top 20s, make or miss the cut, any process that's a little bit different this week just because of how unique kind of the field is?
It is a really good point. It is a unique field, and it's a unique cut line relative to most PGA Tour events. I mean, you're getting the top 50 in ties. So that does lend itself to really being a little bit more confident. Now, the numbers are going to act accordingly in terms of the prices you're getting, but be a little bit more confident in like the top 40 market. If you really like a guy in the top 40 market or even the top 30 market, top 20 market, like again, a guy like JJ Spahn and Lucas Glover, I think they're going to make the cut. It's top 50 in ties. So how many people actually make the cut? What are we talking here? Maybe 55, 56, 52, 58, something like that. There's a lot of guys, though, to your point, got a 95, 96 person field at this point. 10 or 11 of them are out. You know, amateurs, I guess maybe one amateur might make the cut, but probably not. You got those more senior laden players that are not going to make the cut. But there's also guys coming in with like really bad form, like newsflash, Nick Dunlap, probably not going to make the cut. Guys like with big names, Max Homa might not make the cut. And so when it comes to the top 40 market, not only are the 10 guys that I've already like put out there, but to your point, there's probably another 10 to 15 that I don't think are viable in a top 40 or top 30 market. So it does give me the ability to kind of narrow the field a little bit at the Masters versus some other event.
See, let's start talking about some of the golfers in the field. We'll start with the two favorites, Scottie and Rory. If I gave you the option, which one you would rather bet this week, would you rather go with the reigning champ or the guy who's looking to get his first green jacket and complete the Grand Slam?
I desperately wanted to interrupt you in the middle of that question because I wanted to get my answer out as fast as possible. I'm not going to doubt Scottie Scheffler. I'm going to bet against him in the outright market to a degree because I've got a couple of guys that I'll mention in a little bit, but I'm also going to bet those guys in the without Scottie Scheffler market. Maybe not as hard, maybe kind of more of like hedge plays, safety plays where I'm not getting, you know, 10x my money. But I mean, I think Scottie Scheffler, like you can make the argument if you want that Scottie Scheffler is, you know, not in the best form relative to last year coming into the Masters. I think his form is just fine. And I think you have to evaluate his form relative to everybody else in the field. And I guess the argument would be, well, Rory's in better form than Scottie Scheffler. Yeah, that's true. But Scottie Scheffler's won two out of the last three. So we can parse things out all we want. But when you put everything together, Scottie Scheffler's probably going to be that dude that wins the Masters. And the numbers reflected at plus 400, plus 450, depending on where you look. If it's up between those two guys, yeah, it's Scottie Scheffler for me.
I know one of the guys you do like this week, C, is Morikawa. I like him a lot as well. I've been talking about him all week on the show. His price certainly has dipped. I mean, you could have got him at 20 to 1, 18. I still think there are some 16s out there at 14 to 1 on BetMGM. Do you still think that's a good buy on Morikawa?
You know, not really. I think if you think Colin Morikawa is going to win, just because you lost 2 to 4 points, it doesn't mean you shouldn't bet it. But I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, BetMGM has some like really good prices. You know, I mentioned the top 40 market, right? Their numbers on JJ Spahn and Lucas Glover in the top 40 market are vastly different than the other books in a good way. And they, you know, as we all know, they pay out ties in full. So like there are places at BetMGM where you can get like really, really good numbers relative to the other books. I would probably search around for a better number than the 14. I think 16 would be kind of like my breaking point where I'd be like, all right, I'm still getting value in this number to a degree. 18's maybe still out there. But yeah, I do like Colin. I mean, you know, this is one of those things where let me put it to you this way. If Colin were to put himself in position on Sunday and it's between him and Scotty or Rory and like one other person and he failed, I think the narrative would be, oh, okay, well, you know, I told you so. Colin, you know, he can't close. Meanwhile, all those people that are making that criticism chose like Robert McIntyre or Shane Lowry or Brooks Koepka or Bryson DeChambeau, and they might not have even have been in the conversation that late Sunday afternoon at Augusta, and yet they're still going to make that criticism. The point I'm trying to make is I'm trying to get the guy that's going to put himself in position to win. And to the extent he can't close, or to the extent that's the argument, well, we know golf is a variant sport, right? So, I mean, it is possible that he can close because a couple of other guys like aren't playing so well down the stretch, or because he happens to play well because he's motivated by prior experiences. So I just think when I'm looking at guys that can put themselves in position to win because of how well they've played this year, and because of how well they've played at the Masters, and because of how well their strokes gain metrics look, Colin Morikawa checks box 1, 2, and 3.
What do you make of Xander this week? See, I heard a lot of people who feel like he's flying under the radar. We're getting a great number on him because he's still trying to work his way back from injury. We saw him win 2 majors last season. You think he carries that into this weekend?
I do. I'm one of those people. And so I'm not like a Xander guy necessarily, but most of the time I'm not a Xander guy. It's because, well, Xander's like 12-1 at an event like this, or he's 14-1, or he's 9-1, or whatever the case may be. And he deserves to be that price most of the time because we've seen him recently close 2 majors, but now he's coming off the injury and the metrics don't look like they should look. But it's been a while, right? This rib injury is clearly not really a problem for him. It's just a matter of getting his game back in order. And the reality is what the betting market is doing is saying, hey, his game's not back in order, so I'm not going to bet him. And so we're getting the benefit of a 20-1 on a guy just 2 weeks ago that was completely dialed in on approach and has now had a couple of months to get his off the tee and short game in order. A guy that we know can close. Again, this is such a numbers play for me on Xander. He's 20-1 to win at Augusta, and he probably should be. If he was in good form in terms of like his health and he was checking those boxes, he'd probably be 12-1. We're almost getting double the price that we should be getting on Xander Schauffele.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Great, great point there on Xander. So we know you like Colin, you like Xander. See, who are some other golfers that you like? Spawn and Glover, anybody else that you like? Any other bets that you have this week?
So from an outright standpoint, no, but I will say that I think Will Zalatoris is like rounding into really good form. I think he's 60-1 to win. I don't know that I want to bet the 60-1. I would be inclined to bet Will Zalatoris in some of the without markets. But, you know, if you look at his finishing positions over the last few weeks or the last few tournaments, they don't look very good. But if you look at the metrics aren't lining up with the finishing positions. The metrics actually look pretty good. And then when you compare that to how he's been at Augusta, I think Will Zalatoris is really sneaky. Another guy that I think is interesting from an outright standpoint, again, maybe in the without markets. And I say that because you're still getting a long number. Like in some of these without markets, you might get 40-45-1 on these guys still, which is still an incredibly good number. Will Zalatoris is one, and I think Robert McIntyre is the other. I really like Robert McIntyre's form, and if this course kind of bakes out over the weekend and the wind is up, we know Robert McIntyre can handle that. I just like his even play across all metrics. So those are two guys, I think, down the way a little bit that I would look at.
Very good. See, you got about 30 seconds left. Any LIV golfers that intrigue you this week? Bryson, Rahm, Patrick, anybody that interests you?
Yeah, I think from a DFS standpoint, Brooks interests me because he's not getting a lot of attention. From a betting standpoint, I would say, listen, I'm not going to bet Bryson. I'm not as much of a believer as some other people that are maybe potentially smarter than me, so maybe I just lose out on that one. I think Patrick Reed is really interesting, not necessarily to win it, but in some of those top 20, top 30 markets, I think there's tremendous value on Patrick Reed.
There you go. Sia Nejad, give him a follow on X at Sia Nejad, host and analyst for Sportsline. Join us here on Send It In. Sia, enjoy the Masters, man. Appreciate the time. Talk to you again soon.
Back at you. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. Continue previewing the Masters as we're going to look at some three balls that we have upcoming for tomorrow morning, 9:30, 6 a.m. Eastern time. Bobby Mack, who Sia was just talking about, Billy Horschel and Nick Dunlap. Well, Sia just told us Nick Dunlap is not in good form right now. I'm crossing him off. Billy Horschel's way too hit or miss. I do think Bobby Mack is the play here. I like that look at plus 105. Morikawa, Neiman, and Minwoo Lee, the next group up. I would either go with Minwoo or Morikawa. Minwoo is coming off of a win a couple weeks ago, looking really good. Morikawa, obviously a guy that I love this week. So probably would be Colin for me at plus 130. If I had to pick another guy, though, I think Minwoo a good look at plus 230. Then we got Jason Day, Keegan Bradley, and Phil Mickelson, the 9:58 a.m. pairing. I like Phil here at plus 210. Keegan is having a nice season. I don't really like him, though, all that much at Augusta. Jason Day, you know, he's played the Masters a bunch. He really hasn't been in contention. Phil has actually been playing pretty well on LIV here recently. And a couple of years ago, he finished second. We know Phil knows his way around this course, just about the execution. At plus 210 for one round, I'm willing to take a bite on Phil. So I like that in his three ball. Scottie Scheffler, Justin Thomas, and then an amateur, Jose Luis Ballester in the 10-15 pairing. Scotty would be the play here. You know, I don't want to lay minus 150 for him. It's going to be between JT and Scotty. You wouldn't think the amateur would shoot a better score than either of those guys. So in pretty much a head-to-head, you got to like Scotty against JT. Not something I want to bet, though, and lay a minus 150. Spieth, Hatton, and Tom Kim in the next group. I think this is either Spieth at plus 140 or Tom Kim at plus 220. I kind of think the Tom Kim price is intriguing. We all know how volatile Jordan Spieth can get, right? He can go out tomorrow, shoot a 4-under. He could go out tomorrow and shoot a 6-over or anything in between. Tom Kim, it feels like there's a little less volatility there. Still hasn't played the Masters all that much, though. But I think at the price you're getting, plus 220, he's interesting. So it would be either be him or Jordan for me. I like Thomas Dietrich in the next group, him, Maverick McNeil, Neely and Tony Finau. Again, it's just the price at plus 210. I think a lot of these three balls, the guys who's getting priced the highest is worth the bet because, again, you know, it's just you don't know what you're going to get out of these guys. First major of the year, bunch of them have never really had a ton of success at Augusta. So Dietrich is a really good iron player. Think could have a good day tomorrow. So I like him at plus 210. Sergio Garcia, Daniel Berger, Lucas Glover up next. I would look at Sergio here at plus 150. You just heard Sia talk about how much he likes Glover, JJ Spahn for a top 40. I agree. I think those guys could have good weeks, but just for one round, I would look at Sergio. He hasn't played well at the Masters the past couple weeks, but he's playing well on LIV. And I think the bad rounds are coming later on in the week, like maybe Saturday, Sunday, if he makes the cut. I think he could get off to a good start tomorrow. So I like Sergio plus 150. Then you got Cantlay, Matt Fitzpatrick, and Rasmus Højgaard. This would be Cantlay for me at plus 110. If you follow golf, you know the story on Cantlay. He's been a really good player the last 4 or 5 years in all the other events outside of the majors. Had a chance to win the Masters about 4 or 5 years ago, but outside of that, really hasn't been in contention here too much. But I think tomorrow could get off to a decent start. So I like Cantlay plus 110. And then finally, Koepka, Henley, and Sung Jae-im. This is an interesting one. Im's got good course history at the Masters, especially early rounds. He tends to play very well. You obviously got Brooks, who's no stranger to major championships, and then Russell Henley, a guy that I really like this week as well. So I think that's a really good three-ball pairing. You could make a case for any one of those guys. Henley's my dude, though, this week, and I'll roll with him at the plus 165. All right, let's continue talking some golf here on Send It In. Going to bring in our guy, Shawnee Sharp, for a little this or that as we compare just stuff at the Masters. Sean, what do we got? What's the first thing up?
Yeah, Peach, the first one I got here for you is the first round leader, Roy McIlroy, start off hot 14-1, or John Rahm at 25-1.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rory here to get off to a good start over John Rahm. Rory, the start is so important for him. Throughout his career at the Masters, when he's really been struggling here, he has gotten off to slow starts. I think he knows the importance of getting off to a good one. You're going to see that out of Rory tomorrow. So I would rather take Rory over Rahm. I think it's just tough for these LIV guys who aren't in these pressure-packed events to just jump into it. They want it so bad. I'd rather take Rory.
All right, how about to miss the cut here? Victor Hovland at plus 210 or Jason Day at plus 210?
You know, I would have said Victor Hovland earlier. I kind of like both, to be honest with you, Sean. I think both are intriguing. I'll go with Jason Day, though. Both of these guys, I have no idea what to expect this weekend. You know, both could kind of be hovering top 20, maybe a top 10 potentially. I don't think either guy can win, but I think it's a better chance that both guys miss the cut. I think I'd rather go with Jason Day, though. Hovland got off to a terrible start this season. He did win pretty recently, so I'll rather go with Jason Day at the plus 210.
All right, how about to make the cut here? I don't know if you saw, but Max Homa yesterday had like, I think he was hitting like 200 plus shots over at the driving range over at Augusta. So him to make the cut is plus 125. Bubba Watson, former winner, is plus 130.
Man, I think I would rather go with Bubba, to be honest with you. Max played well at the Masters last year, Sean, but he has been so bad this season. Bubba's won here twice. Now, obviously, he's nowhere near the same player that he was, but at least he's got confidence and he's got experience and he knows he's going to play a lot more freer. Homa, this is not a place where you try to figure out your game and get things going. So both missed the cut. It's just probably a question of which one shoots a lower score. And I think it's going to be Bubba. So I wouldn't take either of these guys to make the cut, but if I had to make a choice, I would rather go with Bubba.
Yeah, and Maxim also has a new caddy, too. How about to make the cut special over at BetMGM? Tommy Fleetwood, Shane Lowry, and Bobby Mack at +105.
I like all this. I like Bobby Mack this week. I think he's going to play well. Shane Lowry, talked about him all week. Big fan of his. Think he can win. And Tommy Fleetwood, nobody has talked about Tommy at all. I haven't heard anything about Tommy this week, which kind of makes me think he could be okay, certainly make the cut. So I like that, Sean. I think all three of those guys make it to the weekend.
All right, next one I got here for you is a top five finish. Colin Morikawa +260 or Xander Schauffele at +375.
Oh, man, Morikawa or Xander. I like Morikawa. I mean, that's my guy. Xander is starting to become more and more interesting to me. I think a lot of people are making a good case. Just the price that you're getting is crazy for how talented of a player he is. Morikawa, I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win the Masters. So, I mean, surely I like him to finish in the top five. So I'll rather go with Colin.
All right, top 10 finish here. Brooks Koepka +275 or Hideki Matsuyama +275?
I would rather go with Hideki. When we were talking on Monday here on Send It In, if you want to go back and listen to the podcast, we highlighted all the different trends that have fit the last seven champions, and Hideki was one of five golfers in the field that fit those trends. I think you want to bet Brooks this week. You either bet him to miss the cut or you bet him top 10, because that's usually what he does in majors. He's usually an all or nothing type guy. But when people aren't talking about Hideki, that's usually when he tends to play his best. He was playing really well before his last couple events. So I'll go with Hideki top 10.
All right, a couple left here for you, Peej. Top 20 finish, Russell Henley at +135, or Wee Woon with Minwoo Lee at +140.
Nah, we're going with Russ. He's my guy. I think he's going to have a great week. He's playing such good golf right now. His bogey avoidance is excellent. The key for Russ is, again, he's not a long hitter. And at Augusta, you got to dominate the par fives. Bunch of these guys are going to give themselves potential chances at eagles. Henley's really not going to do that because he's not a long player. But if he can make birdies this week on the par fives, he's going to be very good compared to the rest of the field on the par threes and the par fours. That's going to be the key to his week. So I'll go with Russ over Minwoo, who's obviously been playing good, won a couple weeks ago. But give me Russell Henley.
All right, a couple here left for you, Peej. I'm going to combine these two here. Who's your top live player for this week? And will we have a live player win the tournament? The yes is +350. The no is -625.
Don't think we have a live player win this week. My top guy, though, would be Jon Rahm. I thought what Pat said yesterday when he came on our show was really good stuff. Rahm's played here 9 times. This week is only the second where he didn't go to Augusta the week before everybody else did. And the other time he did that, he won. So I think it's better for Rahm just to play in Miami on Live last week and just come into Augusta, just kind of carefree a little bit. I expect Rahm to have a good week. So I'll go with him as the top Live guy.
All right. And last one here for you, Peej. Who will win? Will the tournament end in a playoff? Yes is +350 and no is -500.
We talked about this with Pat yesterday as well, and I agree with him. I would bet the yes at +350. It's going to be probably like 9 under, 11 under is going to be the winning score. You figure it's going to be close. Haven't had a playoff since 2017. I think it's worth a bet. So I do like that for the Masters to go to a playoff. All right, a promo now from our friends at BetMGM. BetMGM is the best place to bet golf this season. The sportsbook born in Vegas is introducing golf as the newest sport to their second chance family. Place an outright wager if your player finishes second, including ties. Get your stake back in cash. BetMGM is the only place to get your full winnings for ties and dead heats in golf to go along with the best-in-class odds and new betting experience. Brought to you by the sportsbook born in Vegas, BetMGM. Please gamble responsibly. All right, now it is time for our Masters card. I mean, look at her. How beautiful is she? It's what we got. It's our favorite plays for Augusta. Talking about them all week. Morikawa 14-1 to win it. Shane Lowry 33-1 as well. I think it's Colin's week. You know, he's played in 5 events so far this season. He's finished in the top 20 in all of them. The last 3 times he's played Augusta, he's finished in the top 10. It's Collins time. I like him 14-1. I like Shane Lowry a lot too. His ball striking's terrific right now. He's in good form. Each time he plays Augusta like Colin, he seems to get more comfortable, more experienced. He knows where to miss it, what's flags he can attack. So those are the two guys I'm rocking with. I think it's either going to be Morikawa or Lowry this week. I'm going with Colin in the top 10 market as well. I'm also going with Rory. I, like a lot of people, do think Rory's going to play well this week. He has never won two major events on U.S. soil in the calendar year heading into the Masters. He's in terrific form. The game's in a good spot. His headspace is good as well. But this is a different beast. And we all know when Rory gets to Augusta, how much is weighing on his shoulders. Because of that, I don't want to get involved in the outright market, especially at plus 650, but I do like the top 10. And then Lowry, once again, in the top 20, Russell Henley, love this week. And then how about Corey Connors? You talk about a guy that's in good form. Three of his last four starts, he's finished in the top 10. Three of the last 5 years at the Masters, he's been in the top 10. Corey Connors, an elite ball striker. It's what you got to be at Augusta. He's really playing well right now. If Connor's short game cooperates and he's good scrambling this week, he's going to be in contention. So I like Connors this week. That's my card for the Masters. All right, let's talk some baseball. Getting to a little big league peach here on Send It In. We got the Cardinals and the Pirates currently going on right now. The Pirates opened as a favorite with Mitch Keller on the mound today for Pittsburgh. Right now, it is a scoreless game in the fourth inning. Pirates still minus 160 on the money line, and the Pirates are plus 135 if you want to get involved there. We also got the Mets and Marlins getting ready to start. We have the Yankees and the Tigers getting ready to start as well. Max Fried on the mound against Jack Flaherty today. I do like the Tigers team total over 3.5 at plus 125. I think that's worth a look. Fried's ERA isn't bad. The Yankees have won both starts that he has made, but he's given up a lot of hits, 13 hits in just 10 innings pitched. So opposing teams are seeing the ball well against him. I think the Tigers can score. So I like the team total over 3.5. Imanaga on the mound today for the Cubs as they go up against the Rangers looking for the sweep. I think you got to ride the Cubs, man. Imanaga has been so good this year. Wrigley is such a good pitcher's park with the weather and the wind. So I like the Cubbies again today. Money line minus 150. Padres and Athletics out in Sacramento. The total is 10 in this game today. Overs are undefeated so far this year in Sacramento, starting to become very trendy at 10. I think I would stay away. We did see some money come in on the Athletics. They're now minus 120. That is the way that I would trend. Orioles and D-backs today. Dean Kramer against Brandon Fagg. Give me the D-backs to get the win in that one. Give me the Nats on the run line today, +1.5 against the Dodgers. It's still cold and windy in D.C., and I think that's really messing with the Dodgers. They've lost the first two games in this series. Their bats are really struggling. I think the Nats can keep it close, maybe even sweep the series against the Dodgers. Astros and Mariners today. Hunter Brown on the mound for Houston. Give me the Astros against Seattle. Blue Jays and Red Sox and Fenway today. Look at the first five over in that game between Gausman and Tanner Houck. Angels are off to a 7-3 start, taking on Tampa today. I like the Rays, though, to give the Angels another loss. Give me Atlanta today, favored once again at Philadelphia. I think they get the win against the Braves. And again, give me the over 7.5 in Royals and Twins. Seth Lugo's on the mound. I'm looking forward to fading Seth Lugo all year. Some regression, so we'll take over 7.5 in Royals and Twins. All right, let's go to our guy Jake Hassan now. Host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, which is coming up here in about 3.5 minutes. On the BetMGM network. Jake, we got some live games going on right now, sir. Anything we are sweating out?
Yeah, we are sweating Lars Nootbaar over 1.5 total bases. That's been a big old zero so far against Mitch Keller and the Pirates. And I like Max Meyer a lot today, the Marlins starter against the Mets, to get a bunch of strikeouts. His number's at 5.5. Those plus money to the over. I couldn't believe that. So I took some alts over as well, 6.5 with him. I think he could have a good start today against the Mets before they jet off to Sacramento. Getaway day for them.
All right, very nice. Jake, I know you have a ton of like parlays with baseball bets and obviously the Masters starting tomorrow. So what's like your favorite one or two parlays that you have, baseball Masters related?
I mean, it has to be the Scheffler stuff. He's the favorite. He's the guy that everybody's worried about and afraid of if you're betting other people. And I've had these stupid Jake Paul and NFL parlays with Scheffler from November. So I'm really excited about those. We had one through come through last night, PJ. I had Cole Reagans over 9.5 Ks at 5-1. Paired that with Victor Hovland to make that a 200-1 ticket. So I'm very excited about that one as well.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Jake, what do we got coming up on the show today?
We're going to run through the slate, obviously, and we have a ton of injury news, PJ. So some call-ups that I think are going to be happening that could maybe impact the Rookie of the Year race. And I'm going to yell a lot about how the Royals need to call up Jack Caglione already.
Yeah, they certainly need to do that. Jake is on Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up here in about 2 minutes. Make sure you stick around for that. Jake, have a great show, pal. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. Just every day. Love the love from Jake Hassan. All right, guys, let's wrap up the show. Favorite plays of the day. We're going with Manny Machado today of the Padres. The total in Padres and Athletics, is it 10? I mean, both teams are just, I think they're going to mash today, especially with not a great pitching matchup. We're at 6 in a row. We're going to make it 7 today with Manny. How about our prop lock is going to be Corey Connors to be the top Canadian at minus 120. Really, Taylor Pendrith, Nick Taylor are the only guys that worry me a little bit. I really like Connors this week, though. I think that's a great price for him to be the top Canadian. So we'll go with that. Dog of the day, how about Luka making his return to Dallas? Everybody's going to bet the Lakers today. Everybody's going to bet Luka over points. Give me the Mavericks +3.5. Let's not forget Anthony Davis is going up against his former team as well. I think Dallas probably wins this game outright. Give me the Mavs +3.5. And then my best bet, Colin Morikawa, top 10 at +125. I like Morikawa to win. I love him to finish in the top 10. He's done that his last 3 trips to Augusta. I think he does it again this weekend as well. So those are our favorite plays of the day. Once again, Bet Slips and Bat Flips with Jake coming up here in about 45 seconds. Thanks again to Sian Ajad for joining us. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.